The name of my story this morning is, But What If? Last night, Mr. Potato Head got home just in time to kiss Polly and Hammond goodnight. He was at a meeting at church with Mr. Mwaka Sunga and Mr. Condi and the Sunday school teacher and Pastor Glenn and Pastor Ed and a bunch of other people. And they are working on some really exciting ideas for a planning committee. Well, 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 said Mr. Potato Head as he came into their bedroom. What have you done today that was interesting? Oh, said Polly, I played with Elizabeth. She and I were outside because it was like summertime outside. And we plan to go swimming tomorrow because we are friends. Can we go swimming tomorrow? Well, I think it's not summertime yet, but we hope that summer will come soon, said their daddy. But what if it is always cold and rainy, said Hammond. What if we can never go to City Island to play miniature golf? What if the school playground is always too muddy? Hammond seems to have no hope. What if, don't worry, Hammond, said his sister. The sun will come out again. Just keep hoping. God always makes the sun come out sometime. But what if he doesn't? What if God is tired of making the sun come out? What if he just turns it off and forgets us? Well, 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 son, that will never happen. God has promised us that he will always send sunshine, just not every day. God has promised us a future with hope, and God always keeps his promises. Polly said, I hope it'll be warm and sunny later this week, don't you, Hammond? And Hammond said, but I want it to be warm and sunny right now. Well, guess what, Hammond? It doesn't work that way. We don't get everything we want right away. If we did, we'd have no reason to hope. Hope comes when we wait and work for what is good and right. In today's Bible lesson that you'll hear, Jesus' friends were afraid to hope that it was really, really Jesus alive again when he died on the cross. But when Jesus showed his disciples his hands and his feet where the nail marks were from the crucifixion, they believed it was really Jesus, and their hope was renewed, and they went out to do the work of spreading the good news. And did you have a question? His arm fell off. He's always had a problem with his right arm. Okay. I am glad that Polly is such a wonderful little girl who has enough hope to encourage Hammond to have hope too. Each of us has been given hope to help others. The end.